today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. This is a new episode of today's special, and thank you for choosing this program to listen to. A tribute to the martyr of resistance, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. You're listening to us on Thursday, 26th of Zilqa'dah, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Ordibehisht, 1405 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of May, 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 7 of chapter Al-Fat, which we listen to, and then we come back to the studio and learn more about the important point of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عزيزا حكيما.
And to Allah belong the soldiers of the heavens and the earth, and ever is Allah exalted in might and wise.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It's worthy of note that when mention is made of believers, divine attributes of omniscience and wisdom consistent with His mercy are mentioned, but treating of hypocrites and polytheists, His attributes of omnipotence and wisdom consist with torment and mentioned. The hosts of the heavens and the earth include hosts of angels and also those of lightning, earthquakes, torrents, sea waves, and also invisible forces lying beyond our knowledge, since they are constitute divine hosts and follow His commands.
The voices you can't defeat from ancient lands where empires grew, a time of strength you never knew. From Cyrus' dream to scholar's light, we build our world with mind, not might. You draw your lines, you play your game, but we remain, we stay the same. We don't need a hand to guide, we don't need a throne supplied. We decide, we decide.
Iran under Martyr Khamenei is the topic of this episode. The grand strategy of Martyr Khamenei in West Asia in response to U.S. hegemonic presence since 1990 was been the gradual weakening and expulsion of American forces from region. The martyred leader said, the presence of the U.S. in the region, which lends to corruption, will come to an end. They have started wars in this region. They have brought about discord, sedition, and destruction. They have caused infrastructures to be destroyed. This region does not accept the U.S. presence in regional countries. regional nations and popular governments in the region will undoubtedly not accept that either. This strategy has advanced step by step. Iran has been one of the main factors behind American failures in Afghanistan and has acted as a decisive actor in Iraq. In the Mediterranean region, through cooperation with resistance groups, American actions have been limited and American plans have failed, including the project of Daesh and New Middle East map.
So many people would say that Persian language is in debt of Khamenei. Because he avoid using even foreign languages and words and things like that.
Then I talk about a person of building bridges. Again, you have this duality, this toxic duality of nationalism and Islam that was created by the Pahlavis. I mean, widened by the Pahlavis, installed by the West, a special agenda that they had. So when you look at Sayyid Ali Khamenei, when it comes to Persian language, he realizes the importance of this language in different aspects, like in celebrating poetry, like investing in poetry, modern poetry of Iran, like literature, and very sensitive about not using the foreign word vocabulary and things like this.
Even when it comes to eulogy, they were saying that you have to somehow revive our rich sources in terms of Persian literature.
We should have a session to talk about what his theory was about the identity of a nation and an ummah. Okay, I want to say this just as a food for thought. Later on, we should talk about this. If you remember, again, a few years ago, he said that when our reciters, Iranian reciters, they go on international stages to recite the Holy Quran, they don't have to appear like Arab reciters.
Exactly.
Right? So, because there's this, as I said, naive understanding that you're either a Persian or a Muslim or Arab, for example. He said, no, you can have components of your national identity and components of your Islamic identity. And it's a very smart way to put it.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
About his resistance about Palestine, we can said he stood with the Intifada, with resistance movements in the West Bank, and was among the strongest supporters of the Al-Aqsa flood for over 2 years of what was described as genocide. His voice remained among the loudest in defense of Palestine. Many of his closest companions, including figures like Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah and great commanders such as Martyr Soleimani, Rashid and Bagheri, were martyred along his path. Yet he never abandoned the cause of Palestine, and ultimately he himself was martyred on the very path at the hands of the United States and the Zionist regime.
Wolves lie in wait, storms are ahead. The haze and shadows crawl and spread. I look up at the sky, that's all I need. Rabbi is with me, he will lead.
This is today's special. The next point is the way in which the democracy existing today with this kind of people in Iran has formed. the democracy today in Iran is one based on love and affection. It's a faith-based democracy rooted in religious beliefs. Popular sovereignty in Iran is not limited to election periods or the act of causing votes. In the days following the martyrdom of leader of the Islamic Revolution, the people, through their presence in the squares and streets, have preserved the governing system, provided direction to it, and prevented its collapse or deviation from its path. This democracy is qualitative rather than merely quantitative. Whenever it perceives that its presence is essential, the people step forward at personal cost and sacrifice, delivering an effective and decisive role that finds no parallel even in other Islamic countries.
He came up with a very smart reconciliation between Iranian language, preserving and respecting Iranian language, Persian, and also he was a fluent speaker in Arabic. Mm-hmm. Like I have seen many people from Arab nations, they would say he's even afsah, more eloquent than many Arab leaders. And this
there was clips and memes about he was talking and for example the leader of that very famous Arab country.
Yes. So I want to say he showed us the balance. He showed us the balance that you can speak in Arabic as the head of a state. Okay, there are many heads of a state that they would not speak in another language because they think this is somehow harming there. But no, it was not like that. When it came to his position as the leader of the Ummah, he would deliver that duty like the way it deserved. And when it came his role as the head of a state of Iran, he defended the Persian language as no one else in modern history did. Even those people who their whole and entire reputation was built on nationalism, blind nationalism.
And the whole purpose of bringing these two together was to show a version of development for a country or even at larger size in the whole Oman Islamic community in order to show that there is alternative, a school of thought rather than just copycatting and copying blindly the superpower or let's say...
Hope it was copying only, self-hating identity. These people... The diaspora that you have, the remaining of those people, they have developed a kind of inferiority complex that had led them to self-hating, delusional understanding of themselves. And you cannot build anything with it. You cannot even build a household with that level of self-hating. When you want to build a civilization, you have to start with the identity. And you have to solve many problems and puzzles of the identity. And Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Ridwanullah alayh, showed us the way. To come up with a way to balance these different components, the diversity of Islamic heritage, and also the centrality of each nation's identity.
Because there's values and significance and important characteristics of every single of these norms and historical
facts. There's a beauty in them.
And civilization, thousands of civilizations.
We say goodbye to all of you, dear brother and sister, dear listener of today's special. Inshallah, we have another new episode, so follow us on IRIB English Radio. Follow today's special. Thank you. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.